You're listening to High Frequency Healing on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that explores the awakening of superpowers through higher dimensional healing.
Hello, this is Angela Maria, one of the Superpower Up hosts, and you are listening to High Frequency Healing Show. The only difference between where you are to where you want to be is the actions you take here and now to heal your life. Let's take a deep breath and be here and now. I invite you to enjoy this time together. So here we go. Let's welcome Cindy Warren to my show. We will be talking about releasing self-worth by cultivating your inner shine. Certified yoga and meditation teacher and a lifelong student of the practice, Cindy Warren is the author of Radiate, Using the Practice to Cultivate Your Inner Shine. She began learning yoga in 2003 at a time in her life when she was dealing with some challenging transitions. The mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of this practice kept her coming back again and again. Her yoga practice helped her develop the skills to navigate life challenges with more grace and acceptance. Cindy, a lawyer by trade, but yoga teacher by passion, wants to make the entire system of yoga accessible to individuals looking for a more satisfying and rewarding way to live. Please join me to welcome Cindy Warren. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Angela Maria. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, it's a pleasure to have you in my show. And let's start asking you this question. What's your healing superpower?
Teaching yoga, but not just the yoga poses. Teaching yoga as a philosophy, as a way of life, as a way to, as you said, cultivate self-worth and your own inner shine.
Oh, love it. Would you please take us back to your early years and name one memorable life lesson that is useful for you today in this healing process?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to take us all the way back to childhood, but I'm in my mid-40s now. I'll take us back to my mid-20s. Uh-huh. And I married my first husband, who happened to be my law school sweetheart. And I think so much of what led me to that marriage was, I hate to use this word, but inertia. Like, I wasn't making skillful choices based on my heart's truest desires. I was doing what I thought I should do based on influences from the external world. I was at the age I thought I should get married, and mm-hmm. You know, he had all the right credentials on paper and etc. So I think I was more guided by the external world than my own interior landscape. And a couple short years later, we amicably split up, and now I'm married to the man of my dreams, and we have a daughter. And I think that through that process, I've learned how to be more guided by myself than by what's around me.
I really appreciate, and I believe that is a very useful key in life when you go through hard situations, but you can see the life lesson. I think that's the piece of salt missing in our lives. When we can go and see the life lesson behind the pain, behind the struggle, is where we can create a masterpiece. Thank you so much, Sin, for sharing that with us. Was there a burning bush? And according to what you just said, I think there was a burning bush moment that made your heart desire changing your path in life?
Well, boy, I feel like I've had several of those burning bush moments. Mm-hmm. One was, I remember just having this calm clarity come over me, realizing that I would be happy and okay on my own. much more so than in an unsatisfying relationship. Then there was also the moment when I really fell in love with the yoga practice, which is probably more relevant for our conversation this afternoon. but I remember that moment where it occurred to me, or I realized that yoga was so much more than just moving in a fun exercise kind of way on my yoga mat.
I was thinking, just because I love what you said, what is the meaning of a yoga mat for you? And I didn't have this question here, but what does it represent in your life?
Well, the yoga mat, you know, is a physical mat, sticky mat that you unroll in a yoga class, and it's where you go into your practice. And for me, it really does represent a coming home to myself. So I think it sort of mirrors what I was saying about my first marriage, which is as I've gotten older and further along my own spiritual journey, learning to direct my focus inward while still being in the world, but not guided by external expectations or societal demands.
The mat is where it represents coming home to myself. I love that, Cindy. Thank you so much. Cindy, where can people go to find out more about you?
My website, which is yoga and then the number 8 book, yoga8book.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Instagram, Cindy Warren, Cindy with an S.
We've been talking with Cindy Warren about releasing self-worth by cultivating your inner shine. When we come back from this short break, we are going to talk more about her healing superpowers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you are ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
We're back. You are listening to High Frequency Healing. Today, we are talking with Cindy Warren about releasing self-worth by cultivating your inner shine. Cindy, you believe yoga chips away at what doesn't serve us to reach the pure fulfillment of who we truly are. How is that?
That's a great question. I think of yoga as a philosophy or a way of life that helps us connect to the deepest part of ourselves. You can think of it as the soul or the part of us that's divine, or just simply the part of us that connects with everything around us. And I think that at the external world, especially modern society with all the technological advances and the social media and multitasking, we tend to get caught up in what's outside of us. And yoga, so much a part of the practice is finding stillness that helps direct our energy back inwards. So I don't know that it's so much changing us rather than bringing us back to who we really are.
Cindy, could you say again this piece where you said that it helps us find the skills to regain energy, something like that? I want to emphasize that.
Yeah, I think it really is a philosophy, a way of life that helps us direct our energy inward, so that we all have this natural internal wisdom and heart. I can't remember exactly how I said it, Angela Maria.
No, that's fine. Okay. The reason why I wanted you to repeat that piece is because when we realize that our healing process begins when we are aware where our energy is going, out of our bodies is when we really enhance this healing process. And you said it in a beautiful way. And yoga allows you exactly to do that, because it's that moment to find yourself, as you said it before about the mat, is coming home to myself.
Yes.
And I just love all of this reflection. I've been practicing yoga for a while, and I just go back and forth. I don't feel like I'm even in an intermediate level, and I'm always a beginner. And sometimes I think I should stay as a beginner, because that brings me to my, in a humble mode of, I'm always learning. But the way that I approach yoga is exactly as you put it in words. It's that moment just to be with myself while I'm honoring my body. So thank you so much for bringing into words kind of the feeling I have when I approach yoga. That for me is, believe me, if I don't practice at least 20 minutes every day, my day doesn't start right.
Yes, I can relate.
Yeah. So how do you guide healing through yoga? How do you guide people, your students, whoever is there in front of you, so they can be aware that this is a healing process? How do you do that guidance?
Part of it is speaking to the larger body of work that is yoga, not just the physical practice. So when I teach, I always am talking to my students about what lesson can they take from the physical practice that is unfolding within the four corners of the yoga mat and take it into their lives in a way that brings more compassion and self-love. I think compassion and self-love are two of the most critical characteristics for anyone to cultivate on a healing journey. Mm-hmm. And I think those can really be found through the yoga practice if there's a skilled teacher that can speak to that and encourage students to find that within themselves.
Using the practice of yoga to cultivate your inner shine. That's the name of your book. Could you tell us more about the book and also about that process where I can really cultivate my inner shine practicing yoga?
I would love to. So the book was an outgrowth of my years as a student and then as a teacher, where to me, so much of the beauty of the practice is found in the philosophical underpinnings of yoga, which is an eight-limbed or eight-part path. And I kept noticing, especially as I moved from being a student to also being a teacher, that so few of modern yoga practitioners saw the depth of yoga outside of the studio or the mat or the physical practice. So I really wanted to create an accessible way for people to understand that yoga is so much more. So the book really lays out the eight-limbed path of yoga. It's just a chapter per limb, and how each of the limbs can help us in our lives. So for example, the first of the eight limbs is called yama, which is the Sanskrit word meaning external restraints. In other words, how we move through the world in relation to other people. So for example, the first of the yamas is called ahimsa, which means nonviolence, and it's a practice. So we learn to think of nonviolence as more than just, I don't hit people, I don't physically hurt people. It's how do I talk to people? How do I think about people? Take it even one step further. How do I talk to myself? How do I even know how I talk to myself? Here are some practices where you can start to slow down, draw your attention inward, observe the meanderings and wanderings of your mind so that you can witness your relationship to yourself. And then I offer some practical techniques to start to change, improve, enhance that relationship with yourself. The theory, it's not my theory, but yoga theory being that it's from your relationship with yourself that all of your other relationships stem. So we need to water that one first. So that's an example of how the practice helps us do that, which then helps us shine a little brighter in the world, if you will.
you just mentioned something that has been part of my spiritual practice. Yes, is the technique of the mirror. The other is a mirror of what I need to work on myself.
Yes.
And the way that you just put it through practicing yoga, I think it's a beautiful way to practice that technique that really help us to create harmony in ourselves. So as you said it, then we can also create that harmony outside in the experiences that we create every day.
Correct. Absolutely. And I think it's critical that we start with ourselves.
Yeah, because otherwise we're going to spend all of our lives pointing out, blaming others instead of taking responsibility for our own creations. We are the creators of our lives. And when we take that responsibility, we have gone really far in this life experience and the evolution that we need to take and be responsible for during this human experience.
Yes.
Cindy, please share with us the most impactful story you have experienced with your gift of healing through yoga. And let me go a little bit farther. I really would like if you share with us the process, how you heal yourself through yoga.
Absolutely. I'd love to. So another, a story I share in the book is how when I was in my 20s, I developed a binge eating disorder. And at this point in my life, I did not even know what a binge eating disorder was. I knew what anorexia was and what bulimia was, and what I was doing to myself was different. So I really didn't have a framework for understanding it other than to sort of coat myself with self-loathing, mm-hmm. which turned out not to be so effective to moving out of the dysfunctional behavior. And it was through not just yoga, but some good therapy and some good support as well from loved ones. But really through yoga that I was able to see how I was hating on myself, for lack of a better phrase, when I noticed the language I used in my head toward myself. It was absolutely brutal. And I would never talk to a friend or really even a stranger or probably even an enemy the way I was speaking to myself. So yoga helped me see that first by slowing down and observing what was happening in my internal landscape, and then skillfully learn to change it by changing the narrative and understanding that, ironically, for me to change, I had to accept exactly where and who I was in the moment that I wanted to change. Mm-hmm. So it was through my own journey of self-acceptance that I was able to heal from my disordered behavior.
Oh, that's beautiful. Through the process of self-acceptance, I was able to heal myself.
Yes.
And that's what really means all of this. It's just, how could you just really release self-love by cultivating your inner shine? This is the topic today, because I don't think that we are aware the magic behind loving ourselves, the magic behind accepting and being responsible for our creations and this human experience. So I love that you just took a time, and I think it was a lot of time, to be able to process your own healing process and write it and use yoga like that conduit to be able to do it in a different way.
I think so too. And I think I wouldn't want, you know, the story I shared to be mistaken for advice that people should not be critical of themselves when they make bad choices or shouldn't be personally responsible for things they do. You can see things as they are, see what's real, hold yourself responsible, but the way a loving parent would a child, as opposed to, you know, what you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. So you can accept personal responsibility and let there be growth by accepting yourself for the beautiful soul that you are, flaws and all. And we all have flaws and things we need to grow from.
Yeah, exactly. And I was thinking while you were talking, Cindy, your inner shine. Let's talk a little bit more about inner shine. What is that of inner shine?
So I think there are so many misconceptions about the physical practice of yoga that you have to look a certain way or you have to move your body a certain way. And to me, the practice of yoga has nothing to do with what the outside world perceives. It's not fitting yourself into a box of what you think the quote yogi is supposed to look like, sound like, feel like, etc. Mm-hmm. It's really so much more an internally driven process. And I believe that just by virtue of being here on this earth, there's something beautiful within each of us. And that thing within each of us is connected to every other living being on the planet. And that's sort of what we honor when at the end of a yoga class, we say namaste, which means the light in me sees and honors that same light that lives within you. Mm-hmm. So that's really what I refer to when I use the term inner shine. It's not about how things look or how they're perceived by others. It's something that's just innately part of the human experience that we all share.
Yes. And inner shine, I think that inner shine is what we are. And we polish that through inner work, in this case, through yoga. So we let ourselves shine. We let ourselves, our really selves, just go out and just conquer the world and conquer the dreams and conquer the life that we want to create and we want to live.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really deep, but that's practical too. It's not just some words, beautiful words in a title of a book. It's what you really invite them to do every day through simple actions. Sometimes I think we are so caught up in how complicated the world is and thinking that everything needs to be hard, everything needs to be difficult, but it's not. It's just taking simple actions every day to honor yourself and honor your own process on earth.
And they can be, I agree with what you just said completely. And I'll just add, they can be small actions. We're not talking about taking, you know, earth-shattering steps to change your life or yourself every day. We're talking about little consistent steps, like stopping to have a moment of gratitude or to tell yourself something you love about yourself, or to tell someone you love something you love about them. Little things can make a huge difference in how we deal with that internal potential.
Yeah, little things. I like that. And let's start with the gratitude. I think that's really, really powerful. And we forget about those things. So I think this is a book that we need to read to be able to make life simple. And this spiritual path, this healing path that everybody thinks is complicated, it's not for me. I need to just delegate this healing process to somebody else to do it for me. We are having here a simple guide to be able to do it. And I want to highlight one word that I believe, I'm pretty sure it's just key, consistent.
Yeah.
We need to be consistent in this. We need to just do it every day, like as we breathe, as we need to wake up every day and eat. That is something that is needed when we start all of this healing process and this spiritual process. Just need to be consistency. That is the key.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. Yeah, one big part of the yoga philosophy and practice is meditation. Mm-hmm. And so many people say, oh, I can't meditate, or I don't have time to meditate. And if you sat down and closed your eyes and focused on your breath for 1 minute a day, 60 seconds, it would make a huge shift in your energetic presence, in how you move through your day. And everybody can find 60 seconds.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Cindy. I cannot explain to you how many times I have the same questions from the people I have the blessing to work with and friends. Like, how can you meditate? That's hard. I don't have time. I can't just be there quietly listening and waiting for somebody to talk to me. It's not that complicated.
Yes.
It's just a matter of being aware of your breathing. Inhale and exhale and do it being aware of what's happening in your body, what parts of your body move, how do you feel when you inhale, what happened when you exhale, that makes a huge difference. And I completely agree with you, Cindy. If we just give to ourselves that gift, at least once a day, just to start with once a day for 1 minute, I can guarantee you're going to be addicted, and then you want another minute and another minute, because it's just really filling up your body with energy. It's just cleaning that negativity and cleaning all those thoughts and emotions that not always are helping us to achieve what we want. They are blocking those dreams and the possibility to create something different.
Yes, absolutely. That's amazing. It's the smallest steps that can make the biggest difference.
Yes, yes. I don't know why in spirituality, sometimes we make things so complicated. And when we think about healing, we have this weird image that we need to have the biggest superpowers and that we just put hands. And I don't know what people think, like maybe green light is expelling from your hands and then something magical happens inside your body. And no, it's just put the intention, take simple steps, be grateful, be aware of the breathing. I think those are the simple things that really, really create an impact in life. And thank you so much, because we haven't met in person. I had no idea about you. And I love when I meet these people that even from different cultures, different backgrounds, we agree about something that is crucial in this moment here and now. Simple things make the difference. Cindy, yoga is more than the asanas, the poses.
Yes.
It's a system that encompasses 8 steps to an enhanced, healthy, and authentic way of living. Could you please share with us 2 steps, and you kind of mentioned some of them before, or tips for anyone to start their healing process through this practice? It's not just the poses, and I love that. It's much more than is behind that. If you want to share one pose with us, that would be also great, but I would like you just to share with the people who are listening how easy it is just to approach all of this.
Absolutely. And I do view this, I'll just sort of preface the answer by saying that I view yoga not as a rigid, dogmatic, systematic approach that you have to buy into wholeheartedly, as I say many times in the book. Mm-hmm. It's a process of discerning. So read a chapter about ahimsa, nonviolence, and then consider these few steps that I lay out where you can start to incorporate it into your daily life. Pick one, pick three, pick a different one I didn't list. It's a very much choose your own adventure kind of approach that I have to this whole body of work called yoga. It's not a one size fits all. So I wouldn't want anyone listening to think, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that, so I guess this yoga thing isn't for me. Mm-hmm. But a couple of very easy practical things I'll offer that aren't related to the poses. One is, and you already referred to this a couple times already, is the breath work. So it's called in Sanskrit pranayama. And it means breath control, and it's one of the 8 steps of the practice of yoga. So a really nice, simple exercise for anyone to do is to take a comfortable seat, can be sitting up in a chair with a firm back or no back at all, lengthen your spine, close your eyes, mm-hmm. and take 5 rounds of breath at your own pace. As you breathe in, notice that you're breathing in. As you breathe out, be aware that you're breathing out. 5 times. And then gently blink your eyes open and notice if anything inside of you has shifted, if the energy has settled. And there's not a right answer or a wrong answer here. So you may go through that process and be like, no, I feel the same. Okay, great. You still gave yourself a little burst of energy just through the 5 breaths, or a moment of going inward with the eyes closed. Super simple. Couldn't really get easier than that. So that's something to play with. Mm-hmm. Another would be, we talked about meditation. I think the 60-second exercise. So set a timer for 60 seconds and create a little mantra, which is just a word or a phrase or even just a sound that you say inside your head as you breathe in and as you breathe out. It could be as simple as in on the inhale, out on the exhale, and you do that for a minute. Now, if you're human, your mind will probably start to wander before the 60 seconds is up. And what we do in meditation when the mind starts to wander and we catch that we've wandered is we gently bring ourselves back to the mantra. In on the inhale, out on the exhale. Without beating ourselves up or telling ourselves a story about how we can't meditate because our mind wanders. Instead, we hold ourselves gently, know that the mind wanders because that's simply the nature of the mind, and begin again with the mantra.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much for making it easier. Thank you so much for just saying it in a way that I even felt is reachable and possible. And let me tell you, I do it every day. But while you were describing the first one and explaining, I was doing it. And it's just magical when you just give yourself that time. For yourself, for nobody else.
Yes.
It's not a time to be thinking. It's not a time to be worrying. It's not about thinking about how you're feeling, about what you need to do. It's just being present here and now.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
Let's remind listeners where they can go to find out more about you.
Great. They can go to my website, which is yoga8book.com. My book, Radiate, Using the Practice of Yoga to Cultivate Your Inner Shine, is on Amazon. They can just search my name, Cindy with an S, Warren. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram, also just Cindy Warren. And I'd love to connect with any listeners who have any questions or comments or want to talk more about any of this yoga stuff.
Thank you so much, Cindy, for sharing your healing superpower with us and all of this beautiful wisdom in a very simple way.
Thank you, Angela Maria. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you, all of you, for joining us. I am Angela Maria, Conscious Creation. Change actions, shift energy to leave heaven down here on earth. Until next time, see you.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.